From the WIAA State Individual Wrestling Tournament in Madison, this is Rick Armin, and this is our Pernet Hazy Meets Wrestling Update. In fact, not just an update, but we're going to bring you play-by-play of Kyler Neuberger's match. The senior from Beaver Dam's record is 47-5. He won his first match 4-1, lost his second match 14-1. He will be taking on Xavier Guerrero, a junior with a 41-12 record from Waukesha West. He lost his only match 11-1. By the way, they both lost their matches to the same wrestler. All right, wrestlers are on the mat, and Kyler right away goes to work, goes in deep, gets that single leg, and tries to get the takedown. Now switches over to an ankle pick. Got to clear the head in order to get a point, or a takedown points. And now he's going to clear the head, and he is going to get a cross face in. Kyler is up 2-0. This first period, only a minute long. That's one thing about wrestlebacks. They change the first period from 2 minutes to 1 minute, and then the other two periods will be normal length. So Kyler is wrestling to try to get on that podium with a fifth-place medal. Of course, later on this evening, his teammate Gabe Klatt will be wrestling for a chance to go to the finals. Kyler still in control, getting that chest-to-back pressure on, and goes with the crossface, and the first period comes to a close with Kyler leading 2-0. Kyler has the opportunity to make a decision on what he wants to do, and he has decided to defer, and Guerrero has decided that he wants to start in the neutral position. So both wrestlers are up. Kyler leads 2-0. Both wrestlers jockeying right now. Kyler drops down to his knees, and right away Guerrero sprawls. Guerrero has that elbow and a modified crossface in right now, but Kyler is able to sprawl and is in no position that he has to worry about yet. And this is one of those things that kind of wastes a lot of time for both wrestlers as they jockey for position. And now we see Guerrero has locked arms trying to maybe get some kind of a turn on Kyler Neuberger, but the referee steps in and says, no, stalemate, let's get back at it, kids. So both wrestlers back on their feet. The whistle blows once again, and Neuberger in the second period with 1:23 left leads 2-0. Tries to go in deep on a single leg, but Guerrero is able to sprawl out of it. Guerrero trying to get that head control on Kyler Neuberger as Neuberger again wraps up around the leg, and now he releases as both wrestlers are near the edge of the circle. And I'm sure that the referee is just waiting for one more step, and there it was, and he blows the match dead and says, let's get back in the center, boys. Neuberger leads 2-0, and now Guerrero has gone in deep on a double leg takedown, but Neuberger was able to sprawl out of it, and as of yet, no control. Kyler grapevines the body of Guerrero as Guerrero tries to wrap up the near side leg. Both wrestlers in a position where nobody's really going to do anything, and pretty soon they're going to call a stalemate, and sure enough, the official steps in and says, let's not waste any more mat time. Let's get out of this position. So both wrestlers back on their feet with 53 seconds left in the second period. Neuberger goes in deep and again gets a single leg, and he'll get a takedown. Kyler Neuberger with a takedown, making it 4-0 in the second period. Both wrestlers trying to advance to the next round. Love to get on that podium tonight with a fifth place medal. Wrap up your high school career with a medal at the state individual wrestling tournament. Boy, I'll tell you what, that's a bucket list kind of thing for a lot of these guys. 19 seconds left in the second period. Kyler Neuberger now trying to go with a cross face as he applies that chest to back pressure. Looks like the period is going to wrap up here in a second with not a lot going on other than the fact that Kyler deferred, so he will then have the choice here in the third period. Kyler is up 4-0 right now, and he has decided that he wants to start in the up position. I should say, in the neutral position, so both wrestlers will be on their feet. Neuberger with two takedowns, and now he reaches in deep again on Guerrero and gets a third takedown. Kyler Neuberger has been great on that single leg takedown on Guerrero so far in this match as we start off the third period, and Kyler is up 6-0. 132-pound match. Kyler trying to push his record to 48-5. And like I say, get on the podium. Senior would love that. And obviously he'll be in tonight cheering on his teammate, Gabe Klatt. Now Kyler steps over and has got Guerrero wrapped up in an armbar, trying to roll him over on his back and get some back points. Was not able to get him over quite, but it was close. 1 minute and 9 seconds left in this match with Kyler Neuberger up 6-0. And if you're Neuberger right now, the main thing you're thinking about is, A, I don't want to make a mistake and get caught and end up on my back. But B, I also don't want to get called for stalling. So he continues to attack. And now he goes in with kind of a modified cradle. And now he's going to get some back points on Guerrero. Neuberger close to getting him on the mat. Very close to getting him on the mat. They call a potentially dangerous situation, though, because of the fact that Neuberger had his leg kind of tied up in a funny way. Should get some back points. They are going to give him 2 back points, making it an 8-0 match with 38 seconds left. Neuberger will start in control on top and right away will break down Guerrero and will not let him up. Let's see if Kyler can just hang in there right now and get a big win and watch that Golden Beaver wrestler move on to the next round later this morning. Guerrero trying to get a base going and trying to, kind of like a bucking bronco, take Neuberger off his back, but he's not going to be able to do that because Neuberger's got him tight waist. 11 seconds left. Neuberger up 8-0. Still continues to put the pressure on Guerrero and still tries to get some back points. And that'll wrap it up. Kyler Neuberger, nice match. Ends up winning this match by the final score of 8-0. And he'll advance to the next round in WrestleBacks. Our report today brought to you by Columbus Family Dental. Also by Air Care, Pine Hills Trucking, Ergo Bank, McKinstry's Home Furnishings, Metalcraft of Mayville, Richards Insurance, Beaver Dam Piggly Wiggly, Kevin Carnine, American Family Insurance. Make sure you stay listening throughout the day for more Pernod Hazy Meets wrestling updates from the Kohl Center in Madison. I'm Rick Armand.